Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on Gabriella McPeak. She's a 2024 graduate of Mercer County High School, and it's brought to you by Rex McWhorter of Yarger Machinery Sales. They buy and sell new and used farm equipment. Call Rex at 309-337-1680. Midwest Bank. If you're in the market for a new home, see Midwest Mortgage for details on the Down Payment Plus grant. Call 309-582-5365.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us on the Senior Spotlight today is Class of 2024 Mercer County High School graduate Gabriella McPeak. Hello, Gabriella. Thanks for talking with us.
Hello.
All right. So for you, your time at Mercer County High School over the past 4 years, do you have any certain like specific favorite memory or memories from your time as a student?
Honestly, it was probably just last year. When one of our teachers gave us an early final, like before the day of the finals, because we had a senior heavy class, and instead of doing anything on our actual senior day, we walked to Coffee Junction and got bull use. So that was probably my favorite memory.
Amazing.
So
kind of going along with that in your like academic career, I guess, do you have any favorite class or classes that you took in your time at school?
Probably one of my this year's classes, who Mr. Livingston teaches, it's dual credit greenhouse, and I like hands-on, and I've kind of become a plant mom because of it, and like I've taken home like 5 or 6 plants, and I didn't realize how much I kind of like doing hands-on stuff until this class this year, so I'm really happy I took this class.
Okay, so outside of athletics, we'll get to that in a moment. What are some of the extracurricular clubs or activities that you were a part of?
I've been in student council for 4 years. I've been in band for 4 years. I've been in podcast club for 1 year. I've been inducted into NHS both years, my junior and senior year. And I think that's about it.
Okay, so like podcast club, what did you like about that specific? Do you have a favorite guest that you spoke to?
Probably my brother.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. So I interviewed him just like a week or two ago. That was pretty fun. In podcast club, you basically just interview people. You do boy, girl, and then boy, girl teachers, and then students, and up and down the lines until you're done.
I was a guest on one of those one time.
You were, you know, with Claire.
That was one of the highlights of my year so far. Okay, so athletics for you, I know a big part of growing up and competing as a part of various teams at Mercer County High School. Anything specific stick out to you about maybe some favorite memories you have competing as a Golden Eagle?
Probably when me and my team won the regional championship for softball last year. And when we got to the regional championship in volleyball, that was pretty cool. I mean, I love all three of my sports pretty equally, but those are like my top memories, I guess.
So in kind of going along with that too, like, you know, just competing in athletics, what kind of role did that play for you, you know, both in school and also just kind of growing up?
I think that like everybody's like, oh, like all these sports you play will allow you to work better as like be a teammate and be a team player. And like, no matter how many times people say that, it's true. Like people are always going to, and it's like so true. Like I work better with people. I honestly think that's part of the reason I want to major in elementary education, just because I'm a people person. I like my people.
Okay. So you mentioned there you're going to be going into elementary education collegiately at Monmouth College, you told me off the air. So what made you interested and want to go into pursuing a career in elementary education?
So I've coached third and fourth grade girls basketball, and that was maybe the best thing I ever could have done. I planned my practices. I drove to the games. I coached the games by myself for a year, and it was like, It was like a great memory, and it's absolutely why I want to major in elementary education.
So do you remember like your coaching record?
I think we only lost one game.
Oh my goodness.
It was the Owlwood League, so it was like, but I think we only lost one or two games. We were pretty good, I'll admit.
Awesome. I played in the Owlwood League when I was a young little kid. That shows how long that league's been a thing over there. So anyway, anything else you want to touch on at your time at Mercer County High School before we wrap up? What about a favorite teacher, maybe?
Favorite teacher? That's pretty hard. Yeah. I'm pretty close with all my teachers, but probably Hannah Libby or Miss Libby is probably one of my favorite teachers.
Awesome. All right. So Gabrielle McPeak, a 2024 graduate of Mercer County High School, continuing her academic career at Monmouth College, going into elementary education. Gabriella, congratulations. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.